Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 7th. Today we'll have our first story in a collaboration with writers from the news magazine The Colorado Sun. The online publication will roll out at coloradosun.com on Monday. It features many writers who used to work for the Denver Post and will cover issues statewide. We're calling our collaboration The Purple State Update with the Colorado Sun. In today's conversation, we'll speak with reporter John Frank. He'll tell us all about a so-called dark money group that is buying ads for the Senate District 5 candidate, Delta County Republican Olin Lund. First, KVNF News asked him to describe the Colorado Sun.
The Colorado Sun is a pretty unique journalism animal here in Colorado. It's a journalist-owned digital news organization, so we're online only at coloradosun.com. And we're an online newspaper, if you will. We're focused on accountability reporting and the deep dive stories that just don't get written in today's media world. The original 10 members are all former Denver Post staffers, essentially the best of the best, as other media have called us. We're funded by members and sponsors, that, much like public radio. So we are soliciting members now, and we're looking for sponsors to help keep this kind of journalism going. You know, like public radio, the community is really vital to what we do, and we're so overwhelmed with the initial response. We had a Kickstarter campaign to help get us launched that just blew us out of the water, and but we'll need more support to stay sustainable, and we're looking forward to our launch on Monday.
I read about it in its newsletter, The Unaffiliated. What is that, and how does it play into the Sun's mission?
So The Unaffiliated is our weekly political newsletter. I write it with the huge help from our political team, which includes, you know, the best on the beat, Jesse Paul, Brian Easton, and Sandra Fish. And our slogan at The Unaffiliated is all politics, no agenda. And that's really part of the Sun's bigger mission, too. You know, we're aiming to deliver exclusive, definitive, impactful news told in innovative ways. That's what we can do online. So we'll have some stories in graphic form, for instance, and others in video. It's unlike any other political newsletter in the state. It really aims to be a one-stop shop for folks. And it's not just insiders. We're looking for people who are just interested in politics, but also the people inside politics. So we explain the story behind the story, have original reporting, and kind of pull back the curtain, if you will, on Colorado politics in a way that drives the conversation and tells people what they need to know without all that noise out there.
How much coverage do you plan to give the Western Slope issues and candidates in this election?
The Western Slope's a significant part of our coverage area. We have a Colorado Sun reporter, Jason Blevins, located on the Western Slope, and then a network of freelancers statewide that are helping us cover major issues. We really are setting out to have a statewide reach and cover the issues that go far outside the Denver boundary. So I hope to get out on the Western Slope a good bit. You'll likely see us out there this weekend for the Club 20 conference and then back throughout the campaign as the candidates go out there on the election trail.
An article in the first newsletter talks about a so-called dark money political group funded by oil and gas interests that has spent money on internet and television ads. The Colorado Economic Leadership Fund has spent over $146,000 in support of Delta County Republican Olin Lund in his race against Democrat incumbent Kerry Donovan for State Senate District 5. And you're familiar with the newsletter. If you could just tell me a little bit about that story.
Sure. And the state Senate race out in District 5 is a big deal statewide. It's one of the five top races in which Democrats are hoping to win and retake control of the Senate. Now, Republicans who hold a one-vote majority are obviously trying to stop them and trying to upset the incumbent, Senator Donovan, out in that district. Donovan starts with the advantage here. And so that's why you're seeing this group, which is really the business leaders of the state. Our reporting showed that Colorado Concern, a business group with oil and gas, finance, and other major interests in Colorado, is behind that campaign. They're open about it. That's what they told us. And so what they're trying to do is boost Lund's name recognition. They're trying to see if this race can emerge as a top tier. Donovan enters as the front runner, and Republicans really struggled for months to find a candidate who could challenge her. Senator Donovan's managed to straddle that divide in a district that includes, you know, as you know well, liberal mountain towns and conservative rural communities. But Republicans and their aligned special interests are really going to make Democrats fight for it. The math's tough for Democrats, too. On the bigger picture, they need to win 4 of the 5 contested state Senate seats. And that means defending 3 seats they hold, including Donovan's district, and then picking up a Republican district. So they've got a lot of work to do if they want to take back the Senate. And Republicans really see this as a firewall against a potential Democratic governor and Democratic House. So you're going to see a lot more money than that spent out there, particularly if the polls get close and this emerges as a top-tier race.
John Frank with the Colorado Sun, that was a good summary of election issues as we get going into this election season. It's going to be a busy time. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
And please stay tuned for the Purple State Update with the Colorado Sun on the Friday KVNF Regional Newscast. It will be a weekly show during the election season. In yesterday's newscast, we heard a report from Luke Runyon that talked about the Colorado River. A recent study determined that the river's flow has declined by 15% in the upper basin over the past century. In a follow-up to that story, Colorado State University researcher Brad Udall co-authored the study with scientists from UCLA. It is published in the journal Water Resources Research. Warming temperatures throughout the Colorado River watershed accounted for more than half the decline in the river flow. Other factors include changes to precipitation patterns and loss of snowpack in the mountains. Udall said that increasing temperatures will have the most lasting impact upon the river.
The impacts of temperature are very large on this river, and if you believe temperatures are going to increase, as every reputable scientist now does, you then have to conclude that the future of the river is going to be a future with much less water in it.
And finally today, there's plenty of action in high school football this weekend. 2 of the 3 1A North Fork Valley teams are on the road tonight. Cedar Edge is at Buena Vista, and Paonia is at Monta Vista. 1-0 Hotchkiss is at home against Coal Creek. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Olathe is at home against Center. Montrose is at Durango, and Delta goes to Salida. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, September 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.